Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 24th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Welcome to our May patron, Matthew P. Thank you so much for the support over at patreon.com/thegamersin. Every dollar of that goes back into the show, goes for hosting, domain costs, the video games we play, very much so, the subscriptions Jocelyn subscribes to, then forgets to unsubscribe to, and then talks about on the show. So all that fun stuff. And yeah, thank you so much for the support. For this week's Gamers In, we are back on schedule. Jocelyn and I both have codes for Maneater, which is that shark game. We're both going to be playing it on the Epic Game Store. We're going to be talking about it this week on Tuesday when we record. We got codes from the PR company responsible for the game, and my gosh, man, it's going to be interesting. I'll be honest, this was one I was optimistic about, but wasn't totally, you know, on board with, but I'm excited to check it out for sure. And I know Jocelyn's super excited, and it's getting good reviews, I think. I think really what it comes down to it is I think it gets a little repetitive, is what I've heard, but I'm looking forward to trying it. I have not played it yet. I plan on playing it either tonight or tomorrow, but I will definitely have some time with it for the show on Tuesday. And I mean, going over to our planning channel in the Discord, which is the TGI producer channel, which Joss and I use to toss news stories around, nothing new since last Tuesday, at least of note, that's jumped out at us. Now, it's a long weekend in the States, so probably not much news coming at us Monday. We'll see what Tuesday brings. Maybe there's something cool. But yeah, nothing really piqued our interest. Now, there was a story I wanted to tell. This is related to a news story we had a couple weeks ago when they announced Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 plus 2. And the second game I remember playing one of the Tony Hawk games on N64 quite a bit. When a lot of people talk about Tony Hawk Pro Skater, they talk about, oh, you can unlock Spider-Man. And I was like, no, I played it on the N64. I played a lot of third-party, lower-tier games on the N64. It always got those games late, but I was at an age and an engagement to the genre or to the video games that when a game came out, it just came out. It wasn't late. It wasn't early. It just, I wasn't as connected to the industry as I am now. If a game launches and it's coming 6 months later to the Switch, oh, I feel it and I know it, and I usually don't wait. I play it on the console it's available on first. Now, there's an interesting story I have about Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, I believe, and I remember it very vividly when this happened to me. And it's video game related in a certain sense, and it really nails down the believability of Ryan playing video games while everybody else is doing other things. So this story is, I don't know, I think I was like grade 7. I was young, but I don't know how young. You'll just bear with me here. Age really doesn't matter, but I was young enough where I shouldn't have been assumed where I was. So we were traveling. I think we were in the Niagara region, St. Catharines area, Ontario, and we were visiting my mother's cousins, and my mother's cousins had kids our age, so we were hanging around. They had video games too. I remember they had Tony Hawk Pro Skater. They were big Nintendo fans as well. They had Tony Hawk Pro Skater. They had Earthbound for the Super NES, I remember, because it was a large, oversized box, and I asked, what is this? And they said, oh, it's some RPG. We haven't really played it. So, I don't know. It was an interesting... It's the thing that sticks in my head. Anyways, we were playing a lot of Tony Hawk, and obviously my parents are like, they're downstairs playing video games. That's what they're doing. And we decided to go as a group of kids to the park to kind of hang out. And I remember very vividly my parents saying, oh, make sure when you cross the road, you hold someone's hand, because they were very young, one of my brothers. So we go to the park, hanging out at the park, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom, so I'm going to head back. You guys stay here, I'm going to head back. I try to head back to the house. Obviously, this is all strange territory to me. I don't know who these people are. I don't know where I am. And I'm thinking, confident Ryan, I can make it back home, not a big, or make it back to their house, not a big deal. and I try to make it home and I get lost. So I'm lost in this strange area. It's a suburban sort of area of the city. So it's not dangerous per se. It's just a bunch of houses on a bunch of streets, you know, next to a park, and I got lost. And I'm like, oh God, what do I do? So I turn around, go back to the park thinking, oh, I'll just go back to where the group of family is because I had left them there to go to the bathroom. Go back. No one's there. Can't find them. They had left. They had left the park thinking I had gone back home by myself. So again, shouldn't have left by myself. Should have had the buddy system. This is also before cell phones. This wouldn't have been a problem if I had, if cell phones were like every horror film, this could be solved by having a cell phone. But those didn't exist in that state. Google Maps was not a thing on your phone. And I go back to the park panicking now. Got to go to the bathroom. Ask a bunch of people at the park, hey, are there bathrooms here? Because, you know, you'd think most city bathrooms or city parks would have some bathrooms, and, you know, approach some strangers playing volleyball. And again, in hindsight, this could have all gone horribly wrong. Obviously, nothing terribly bad happened. I was fine. But everyone's like, oh, there's a bush over there. It's like, that's not going to cut it. I got to go to the bathroom. If there's no bathrooms here, I got to leave. So I should walk back up the street. And, you know, it's, I can't wait. So I go to some stranger and say, man, I really need to use your bathroom. And he's like, yeah, it's just inside to the right. Again, not a great thing to have happen. Use the bathroom, leave the house. As soon as I get out of the house, I think to myself, oh, right. They told me to make sure I think it was my youngest brother, Aaron's hand when I crossed the street. I have to cross the street. You know, my mind just sort of clicks and I remember exactly where the house is that I need to go back to. I go back to the house. Everyone's like, there's Ryan. They were sort of worried because they didn't know where I was, but they figured I think the kids, the cousin, my mom's cousin's kids told this story that, oh, Ryan must be downstairs playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater because that's what he was doing before we left. And we just assume he came back, went to the bathroom, then went downstairs and played video games because why would he want to hang around with a bunch of strangers? This was clearly a visit for my parents, which is fine. Totally cool. So I get back and I'm like, no, definitely was not downstairs. I decided to walk back by myself, got lost, had to use a stranger's bathroom, but I'm home now, possibly traumatized, but I made it. And that is one of the two memories that came flooding back into my head when they announced Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1+2 was the joy of playing that game when I was a kid with my brothers and enjoying the early skater genre. And then the second story, which was getting lost in a strange neighborhood and then having to enter a stranger's house to use the bathroom because evidently the town had no public bathrooms at the park, which is kind of unheard of. Now that I live in, you know, where I live now, every park has some sort of facility. Obviously not open now with the pandemic, but yeah, that was a moment that came back to me. And again, I was fine, safe, made it back home, obviously a little shaken because of the experience I went through, but I made it home. And I mean, eventually they would have gone looking for me and probably had found me wandering the streets trying to find this elusive house, or I don't know, maybe had gone back to the park, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, talking about that is just like, oh man, do I really want to play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1-2? I think I do. I still think I do. But yeah, that's that story. So no, that all being said, no news this week. I just thought I'd tell that story. I've been meaning to tell that story for a couple weeks. And yeah, a little, that story, I think, like that moment just, it's wild. You know, it's one of those moments where you think back, it's like, that could have gone a lot worse. But I'm honestly thankful, obviously thankful it went the way it did. And that I was, you know, that person that I ran into was super nice. Trusted me as a kid to go in, go to the bathroom and leave. Everything was fine, all good. And I mean, probably the cousin's kids were like, hey, you shouldn't have let the guy who, or the kid who knows nothing about this town leave on his own. You should have sent someone with him. Bad you, but he's fine. So lesson learned. So, in terms of and that wasn't a story for the Gamers Inn. That's more of a long-winded, you know, Patreon mini Ryan tells a story. So I hope you appreciate that. If you thought that was interesting, probably not, but I got it off my chest. That's important. So for the gamers in, yeah, Maneater. I've been meaning to check out a game that I've had a code for a while on the Switch, which is now I'm spacing on it. It's it was a game that was on Apple Arcade, and I think its exclusivity ran out. Dreadnautical is on. I've been playing a little bit of that. Want to talk about it on the show eventually. My watch is telling me that the story I told you finished my calories ring on my Apple Watch. So there you go. It was that distressing. So I might talk about Dreadnautical this week. I obviously want to focus on Maneater because I know Jocelyn's playing that one. For Summoner's Call, for Fire Emblem, we ended up doubling up our episodes last week. So we delayed our recording because there was really not a lot to talk about until the Bridal Banner came out. So we talked about the Bridal Banner as well as two Sacred Stones chapters. And then no new episode this week. But next week we will have a new episode. And we'll be focusing on the Mythic Hero that's being added to the game. We don't know who that is. I'm sure we'll find out in the next week or so. But we look forward to talking about that one. Speaking of Maneater releases, upcoming video game releases for the rest of May. You've got Maneater out now on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. This here says Switch, but I don't think it's out on Switch yet. Minecraft Dungeons on everything, May 26th. That's early next week. Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath, that expansion for Mortal Kombat 11, coming on the 26th as well to pretty much everything. Elder Scrolls Online, the Greymoor expansion, coming to PC and Mac on the 26th. Dungeons Defenders Awakened PC, that's coming on the 28th. That must be just early access launch. I'm not quite sure on that one. 2K has a bunch of collections, including Bioshock, Borderlands, Borderlands, and XCOM 2, all coming to Switch on May 29th. And finally, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition coming to Switch on May 29th. So that is the video game releases, and that's going to do it for this Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. We have a great new Animal Crossing channel. I just saw someone jump in and say, hey, haven't been on the Discord in a while. And oh my god, there's an Animal Crossing channel here. This is great. So exchange Dodo codes. I unfortunately missed the, we did a catalog party where everyone brought a bunch of items. I missed it. I was actually busy Friday all day laying sod in the backyard, and I was exhausted by the end of it. I was out there from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. And when I wasn't working on the backyard, I was corralling kids and or making, you know, meals and or catching moments to rest. And by the time we finished at 9:30 p.m., I was like, okay, even though that party's going on for another half hour, I'm going to have to skip it. So we're probably going to do another one or multiple ones as we move forward. And I hope it went well. Again, I apologize for missing it. But again, I hope it was a success. Definitely check out bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Join in the community. And if you are a patron, you have specific access to exclusive channels. And you get a cool little badge when you join in. You're in the patron channel and people get to see how you support the Gamers Inn. Thanks for listening and have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you soon.